It's a concert called Bernstein and Franck with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony coming up this weekend. It's a concert at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. Joining me is their music director, Wilbur Lin. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Welcome back. And soloist Peter Zhang. Hi.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing you play Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. I know it's one that our audiences love. This is a challenging program, Wilbur. Mm-hmm. How's it to put together? How are rehearsals going?
Well, we are still working hard on it. As of today that we're recording, we have two more rehearsals to go. I'm confident, but it is a challenge. It's an ambitious program.
Yeah, and it's a fun one where the whole world is really celebrating Leonard Bernstein. How is it to share it with the kids?
Yeah, I think so when we are programming this season, we wanted to have something that is relevant to what the bigger music scene is going on around us. So we want to be part of that celebration. I believe, and I think Peter can chime into this, I believe people are enjoying this kind of different kind of music that we are trying to introduce to the kids, and sorry, the kids as in students, and also to our audience. We want them to understand that this is his music, and this is one of the greatest American composers, and we want them to feel that this is our music, and this is part of our tradition that we are working on.
Yeah, Peter, is it something that playing Bernstein, there's a lot of notes in it for violins. Is it fun as well as challenging?
Yes, it's very fun. And I like playing new century music, modern music, because it gives a different style from the Romantic era. So it gives the style of Bernstein. It also celebrates his music.
Yeah. The program is Bernstein and Franck, and it's coming up this weekend, 7 o'clock on Sunday, the 11th. It's at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. That's always got to be fun to be in a hall because you guys rehearse here at Purdue. But to do the concerts, it's got to be fun to have everyone on stage.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we always enjoy performing at Long Center. It's a beautiful hall. The acoustics pretty nice. We are a really big orchestra. We're way bigger than the Lafayette Symphony. So we always struggle to fit all of our students on stage, but it's always a fun experience.
Yeah. So, Peter, you're playing the first movement of Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. So I have two questions. One, how long have you been playing this particular piece?
I've been playing this piece for 1 year. I played it since last summer, and I've been starting learning this song, and then I started doing the techniques. And I actually chose the song because it was one of Mendelssohn's only solo that was written for a full orchestra, concerto written for a full orchestra.
It's yeah. A very good piece. Yeah, it's one of those that then composers would go on and sort of copy this form. I was going to ask, this is one that leads right into the second movement. You're playing the first movement, so is it kind of wild to be like, oh yeah, no, we're just ending here. The bassoon's not coming on.
Yes, it's really, really wild.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. That's one of those things that there's only so much time when you're programming to let folks play. Now, I know this is a romantic work. The Franck is such a lovely work, and I think it's a little jazzy at the same time, sort of this great fun jazz piece. How is this to put together with the kids?
The Franck is interesting because we know that this piece has... of course, Franck is a French musician, and this is a quote-unquote French symphony, but then there are so many things that are coming from the Germanic tradition, of course, and then also because this is the end of the 19th century, there are a lot of new things coming on. Like you said, there are these jazz elements, there are these different kinds of folk elements that Franck was putting together, and I think in the rehearsal process, it's really interesting. And one of the most... interesting thing I find working with this piece is that, and this is also one of the reasons I chose this piece, is none of the, we don't see a lot of instruments that take part in the melody for an extended length of time. People have to share what they're doing. People, if they're just looking at their parts, they won't understand what they're doing, but the whole symphony comes together when everyone's working together. So that's something that we're trying to work on.
Wilbur Lin is my guest, and Peter Zhang. I know that in this piece, as I say, it's sort of jazzy because I think about that last movement, but there's a very solemn sort of part with the strings and the harp that go through that's very march-like. Is that something fun to play, Peter?
Yes, as a second violin principal, it's very fun, and I think it's very interesting to play different parts with the first violin, and it's like a harmony to the first violin and how we can hear all the instruments. In the more modern music.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's D Minor Symphony by Franck, On the Waterfront, a wonderful suite by Leonard Bernstein, and you're playing Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. I guess I'd end asking, what would you say to someone that you'd want to come out to the Long Center? What would you say to them to encourage them to come to the concert Sunday night?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, in this concert, you will have everything, whatever you like, whether you like American music, whether you like romantic music, whether you like French music, whatever kind of music you like, there's something for you. And even if you're not familiar with classical music, there are so many different things going on in this concert. And so if you like, for example, if you like the Beatles, there's something similar to that kind of music in this concert. If you like jazz, there's something similar to that kind of music. So whatever you like, there is something in this concert for you. This is your youth symphony. Come and support your youth symphony.
What would you say, Peter, to someone, to your friends and family to come to the concert Sunday?
I would say it's a very interesting concert, and we have a lot of very good pieces, and I think it'd be a very fun and interesting experience to see different types of instruments, and I think it can inspire small people to possibly play instruments, new instruments, and I would say anybody who really likes music or anybody who wants to kind of relax can have a really good, fun time with everybody just to enjoy the music and appreciate the music composed by these amazing composers.
Well, it's coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Long Center. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.